Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has offered farmers and ranchers a strategic consulting approach to manage both marketing opportunities and risks utilizing the latest technology. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
Thanks for listening to Morning Edition this morning on WYLL AM 580 and FM 90.9 HD2 and HD3. It's time now for the pre-opening commodity market reports, and here's Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. The Federal Reserve signaled Tuesday that the recession could be longer and deeper than officials previously thought, with unemployment rising in the next year and inflation slowing substantially. Meanwhile, this morning, a private report from ADP Employer Services suggests that the U.S. lost 693,000 jobs in December. Economists expect the unemployment rate to rise above 7% when the new jobs report is released Friday by the Labor Department. The Dow Jones Industrial Average 8903 is down 111 points. The NASDAQ 1620 down 31. The S&P 500 at 921 down 1371.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
You can now follow the commodity markets on any telephone. Dial 217-333-3434 for our free AM 580 Agricultural Market Analyst Portal. We've got the opening and settlement numbers daily, as well as key analysis from our stable of market experts to keep you informed. We update the feed twice a day at 10:15 a.m. and 3:15 p.m., those times central, so you can make smart marketing decisions. Get on the map. Give us a call at 217-333-3434. Joining us now with a look at the day's agricultural weather is AM 580's Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Well, good morning, Dave. First off, looking at South America, they did have pockets of rain across northern portions of Brazil, and just a few showers occurred in Argentina, mainly in the Buenos Aires, Cordoba regions, with rainfall amounts yesterday reaching close to a half inch in those eastern Buenos Aires locations. Elsewhere, amounts were generally around a quarter inch. Coverage in summer crop areas was generally at 25%, and the erratic distribution of rain in Buenos Aires may have allowed a few locations to receive some greater rain than the official report cites, and radar last night suggested that some of the rain fell east and north of Marcos Juarez, Cordoba, near the Santa Fe border. Today's forecast for next week in Argentina, actually a little wetter. The computer models do suggest a change for greater coverage of rain Sunday through Tuesday, and it also suggests an increase in rainfall in localized areas. The atmosphere is still lacking moisture to fuel a general good soaking rain, but there are expected to be at least a few pockets of moisture early next week that might support a few intense thunderstorms. And for that reason, it looks like some localized rain totals over an inch and a half will be possible. The greater amounts of rainfall will be quite rare, though. The bottom line is that the second week forecast is a little wetter, not quite as hot, and although some changes are not offering a tremendous tremendous change in the general crop and field conditions, Cordoba's region should pick up best precipitation and continue with the best conditions for growing over the next week to 10 days. In Brazil, rainfall was restricted to northern Mato Grosso crop areas of the far northern reaches of Goya and southern Bahia region. Today's forecast similar to that from yesterday, with the most important part of the forecast is that net drying is underway in southern Brazil and Paraguay, and that will be eased by some timely rainfall this weekend and early next week. The outlook does favor sufficient rainfall to prevent any critically dry areas from returning to the region. Some south central Mato Grosso locations have been as wet as center south areas, and that drying over the next 10 days might firm up the soil a little bit more significantly. No significant crop stress is likely in any part of Mato Grosso over the next 10 days, but enough drying may occur to raise some market interests in a week or so. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Zola.
In the Tuesday overnight trading session, Kansas City March wheat opened at 666, down 4, last trade down 9.5. At the Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 941.5, down 2, last trade down 7.75. May, 955.75, down 3/4, last trade down 8.5. July, 967, down 1, last trade down 8. Let's go out to March of 2010, 715 down 6.5, and the last trade down 6.5. March corn opened at 924.25, down 3.25, last trade down 4. May, 435 down 3, last trade down 3.25. July, 445.25, down 2.75, last trade down 3.25. December, 468 down 3.25, last trade down 4. January beans, 10.13 down 1.25, last trade down 5.25. March, 10.14 down 2, last trade down 7.25. July, 10.35 down 3.25, last trade down 8.75. November, 10.31.5 down 3.5, last trade down 8. January soybean meal, $300 even, down 30, last trade down $1. January soybean oil at 37.20, up 15, last trade down 81. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Brian Maple of FC Stone and Company. He is in Indianapolis, Indiana. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, if you try to overwork and think too hard about yesterday's rally, your head might get a little bit sore, although I guess you could make a case for corn should have rallied a little bit on the Informa numbers and a firmer oil contract if you're looking for fundamentals. But maybe the sense here is that it might be a good time to take the money and run.
Yeah, I guess maybe there's going to be some people that are looking at it that way. I'm concerned that it's just been an impressive rally along the way, and I'm typically not in a hurry to sell runs to new highs. It tells me the trend is still in an upward mode at that point. We took out the highs that we put in back in early days of November here just recently in the beans. Beans are making a nice correction, and I tend to think there's more to come out there, so it'll be interesting to see how that plays. But, you know, you and I talked earlier about open interest. It still concerns me that our open interest is not climbing to the extent that I would like to see a climb in a good bull market, and we're not seeing that at all right now, which is concerning to me. I think yesterday was largely fund-driven. Some of the indications that I look at were not actually pointing towards anything close to what we saw yesterday. So on that side, you might actually think about getting some stuff sold. And certainly we saw some pretty good cash movement yesterday, and that's weakening basis levels out here across the belt. I think today you're going to see some profit-taking come out of these markets. I actually was expecting that a week ago probably, as overbought as this market has been. With crude oil trading a little bit lower here today or trying to work its way down a little bit, the Dow's down a little bit. And after big run yesterday, I tend to think we are going to see that happen today, that we'll have beans down 10 to 15 cents today. Corn's probably going to be down 5 to 10 early on, and at least see what kind of support we've got underneath the market. We're certainly seeing some funds do some action with some buying here early in the month. And then starting in tomorrow, we should begin to see some of these index funds rebalance their positions. And the thought is that's going to be selling in corn, possibly some selling in beans and some buying in the wheat market.
So if that is the mode, maybe now is a place to do some pricing.
If you're needing short-term money, yes, I think now is the time to do some pricing. I think this whole planting issue is going to be interesting because we're seeing fertilizer values come down across the belt fairly heavily, some areas getting fairly cheap on what, well, I say cheap, but cheap compared to what we were seeing just 2 and 3 months ago. So we may not see the shift in acres out of corn into beans as heavily as what it was looked at once. And that becomes a little bearish to the corn market, too.
Although those fertilizer dealers still have a lot of inventory to get rid of.
That's true, but they're also seeing some competitors that didn't have inventory out here offering some fairly cheap numbers, and they realize that they better start running to get some of this stuff sold because the market is not telling them that, and they're seeing what they can actually go out here and buy that fertilizer for to replace it. So that's what you have to start basing your value on, and I think we're going to see those values come back some. I think, you know, I also set out
very quickly now.
Look at this whole situation from yesterday as maybe it is just strictly funds and you do not have the backup to actually hold it together. So if you need short-term money, I think it's a good time to do it, Dave.
Thank you very much, Brian.
Thanks. Bye.
Brian Maple of FC Stone and Company. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana.